This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Bourne. We're talking now with St. Mary's High School girls basketball coach and director of athletics, Jeff Newhall. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and how are you doing?
Doing great, Rick. Thanks a lot.
You know, you are doing great, and the team is doing great, and so many of your sports teams are doing so well. But I want to zero in, of course, on your girls basketball team, which is perennially at the top. The most recent game, Coach, against Fenwick, I'm reading it in itemlive.com, it looks like you have got some real depth. Tell me about the makeup of this squad.
So we're a little bit deeper than we've been maybe in years past. I think we played 9 or 10 people on Friday night. And, you know, we do have a lot of younger kids. Our roster has 3 freshmen and 4 eighth graders on it. So, but, you know, they've played in a lot of big games, whether they were here a year ago or not, or on the AU circuit. So we're certainly not hesitant to put them in the game. And, you know, like the other night, we were struggling to score. We were down 4-0 for 6 minutes into the game. We hadn't scored, and we put in CeCe McClausland Emanuel. She's in eighth grade, and she scored 8 points in about 90 seconds to put us ahead 8-4. So, you know, she just turned 14 years old. So we turned to her, come off the bench, and she kind of went in and settled the game down, and we led the rest of the way. I mean, it was not a large margin by any stretch, but she kind of settled us down and got us going. So that's a little bit of a, you know, kind of what we've been doing all year. It's, some nights it's, you know, Bella Awumi's been consistently our top scorer, our top player. You know, as a sophomore, she's averaging about 18 points a game. So we kind of know what we're going to get from her. And then it's been kind of just a different group of people every night, which is always good to see as a coach.
The makeup of your team so young is making my eyes pop out of my head, and that's got to be scary for all your opponents. Good Lord. Coach, how do you integrate the younger kids with the older kids? How does that work out, and you know, what's the relationship among them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have 2 seniors, 1 junior, and then the rest of them are sophomores to 8th grade, so, you know, majority of the team are within 2 years of each other. And a lot of them play on the same AU program circuit, so they know each other as well. But, you know, we've done some other things kind of basketball-related or outside of basketball with the team. You know, we traveled to Florida last week, you know, just getting away and doing things. We obviously play basketball, but doing some other things, fun things that are outside of basketball, I think certainly brings them together and builds a really good culture where you know, they really get along much better, and the trust is there. So it has worked in years past, and it's certainly working this year. But, you know, with a young group, it's, you know, it's always in the back of your head, you know, as we play tonight. You know, is this going to be the night where nothing works correctly because we're just so young? But yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, the younger kids, and this is the last, I'll get off this topic in a second here. The younger kids, I mean, 8th graders, 9th graders, do they understand the tradition and the culture of St. Mary's basketball and maybe St. Mary's athletics in general when they come into the program?
You know, I think some of the older kids certainly make sure they're aware of it. But I think also our gym is, you know, it's a great place to play. It's small, but it doesn't take you long when you come in the gym to kind of recognize what's happened in years past just by looking at, you know, the banners that are hanging on the wall. And I think, and I do think a lot of them were looking for a great school and a school that had a good basketball program because, you know, I think all of our girls, at least, yeah, all 13 of our girls on varsity are all played AAU at some point, if not now. So, you know, they're basketball players. I think they're familiar with, you know, what's a strong, what appears to be a strong basketball program, whether it be an AAU or a high school. So I think they had certain expectations coming in, and then I think our older kids do a great job of really getting the younger kids historically to buy into kind of how we play and what it takes to compete at this level and in the league that we're playing in, which is, you know, year in, year out, one of the best.
What were your expectations coming into the season, Jeff, and how have the kids sort of overcome any obstacles, if there were any? I'm sure there must have been.
Yeah, I mean, last year was kind of surprising, to be honest with you, because 2 years ago, we won the state championship, and we had 3 scholarship players, and they all scored 1,000 points. So that was last year I was a little bit concerned, but you know, we played really, really well. I think it speaks to what you had said about culture. We got to 20 wins, we got to the Final Four, and we only graduated 1 senior. So our expectations have been high coming into the year. They remain very high. We've got two losses. We lost to Bishop Feehan, who's the number one team in the state. On the road, we lost by 2 points down there. We're playing them again in 2 weeks. And we lost to a very, very good program from St. Louis, Missouri, who's a six-time state champion in Missouri. So we've lost to two good teams, but, you know, I think we're better for playing those teams. But we're playing pretty well. There's always room for improvement, but we always have high expectations, and this year was no different.
Absolutely. Well, you're in the stretch run now. It comes so quickly. It's kind of amazing. We're the last week in January, and I know that you do have Wakefield tonight as we record this. However, back on Friday when the most recent power rankings came out, you're in good shape and you continue to win. How important are the power rankings to you, Jeff, in terms of getting ready for postseason?
You know, at the end of the year here, we're playing, you know, Wakefield tonight, who's 10-2, and we got Arlington Catholic Friday. We're playing Dartmouth, who's undefeated on Saturday, and they're ranked, I think, second in Division II. We're playing Fenwick again next Tuesday. We're playing Feehan again next Friday, who's number one in Division I. And then we're playing Medfield the following Wednesday, who's number one in Division II. So, you know, we schedule it that way, A, because I think playing good teams makes you better. But it definitely affects your power ranking. And for me, it's not necessarily what number we are, but we strive to be a top four seed just because if you make a run, it gets you, you know, it gets you at home at least in the first game. But as long as it's you're either going to be the home team or the away team, if you're a top four seed and you're continuing to play, you've assured yourself to play in your own gym, which I think in this new format is just really significant.
Yeah, I think it's really important in indoor sports especially because you're used to your own home. It doesn't – not necessarily that way in football or hockey, but definitely in basketball. Coach, tell me a little bit, please, and I don't want to keep you too long here, about the rest of the sports that are ongoing at St. Mary's. I know the boys' hockey team is doing well, but maybe a quick thumbnail of your winter sports.
Yeah, so we just had last week our boys' hockey team beat Arlington Catholic, so they clinched the Catholic Central League, excuse me, for the first time in, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. They're currently ranked in the top 10 in Division I. Similar on the power rankings, you know, they're right there in the mix, and they got a really strong schedule coming up. They got Pope Francis, BC High, and the prep, I think, in the next 10 days, so that'll be great. Our girls' hockey team, which won the state championship a year ago, is struggling a little bit. They've been playing a lot better recently. I want to say they're like 4-7-3. They've lost 5 games by a goal. So they're right there, and their power ranking's pretty good because they play an excellent schedule. Our boys' basketball team is unbeaten. They're 14-0, so they're in first place in their league. We're unbeaten in the league as well, so we're currently in first place on the girls' basketball side as well. Our boys' indoor track team won the league at Reggie Lewis last Tuesday, and we have a number of kids on the girls' and boys' side that finished in the top three for our division at the MSTCA event this past Saturday. And then our swim team is competing in the Catholic Central League Championships this Saturday. So we've had a great winter. You know, we got a couple more weeks to go here, but we've already got a couple of league championships, and we got three teams that are currently sitting in first place with some big games on the horizon.
Well, congratulations on a great winter sports season so far, Jeff. It's continuing excellence over there at St. Mary's. And good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the way. And I hope we can talk again during the state tournament.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care. That is Jeff Newhall, who is the athletic director at St. Mary's. And also, he's the girls' basketball coach. And all they do is win. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.